tell us when it's your birthday. We don't know when everybody's birthday.
Actually,
are.
The next one I didn't know was a birthday. I had to steal it from Big Fatty. So thank you, Big Fatty.
Oh, so that would be square number 110, the Haunt Cubs, the Haunt Daddy. It's the Haunt Daddy Ron.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
I don't know how that works.
I don't know.
He's the Haunt Cubs, Haunt Daddy.
It's Jay's husband.
Yes.
Ron.
Yeah, see, yes. So it's husband, hunt daddy, I don't know.
It's whatever.
Spank me, I'm happy daddy.
But yes, it was his birthday. And I it got was that from Big Fatty. Thank you, Big Fatty.
Thank you, Big Fatty, for letting us know when people's birthdays are, because that's falling down on the job.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Thank you, Big Fatty, for letting us know when people's birthdays are.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 2116 of the BFO for Thursday, the 3rd of March 2016, yo, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, we're back to the regular old so-so. Big Fatty, no more so-so, can you hear that, yes? Hello, corners, Big Fatty, I know why. We're corners. Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, you are corners today, and I'll tell you why in just a few moments, but it will become it will become extremely obvious why you are corners. Y'all, I don't know why. Oh, I do know why. Y'all, I stayed up on Super Tuesday night. Watching Super Tuesday results. Big Fatty, that's not the only reason you were up late.
Mystery date. Are you ready for your mystery date? Don't be late. It would be great. Open the door for your mystery date.
Will you be ready for swimming or a dance? When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud?
I'm fat and I'm bald.
Fun and surprises. That's mystery date.
Open the door for your mystery date.
Yes! Oh, be ready! Okay! Y'all, I know it's been a while, okay, Tuesday night I was, you know, sitting here watching the election results, and, y'all, the dentist finder, Big Fatty, what does that mean? The grin doctor. Oh, I didn't know that was what you used to find a dentist. Yeah, mainly at Tooth Hurdy, Big Fatty. Herbert Carter, y'all, this was the young one here in town is about 30 years old, has the tattoos, and y'all just Big Fatty, Big Fatty, you sounded like Aunt Clara again.
On the other hand, you know, I thought Now, what was that?
Big Fatty, you're just indistinguishable between the two of you. But y'all, he said, Herbert, can I come over? I said, yes. And then he says, it may be a little while. And I went, how late? And, you know, because, you know, Big Fatty's got to have his beauty sleep. Big Fatty, you can say that again. Big Fatty's got to have his beauty sleep. Yes, Big Fatty, you do. Y'all, he came over, and it was just lovely. It was long overdue. There you have it. Big Fatty. Can you hear that? Can you ask me, Betty? We hear it. Oh, Big Fatty, you hit the microwave, y'all, as I do. As I do on Hump Day, I went by the Von Zis, y'all. I looked through the circular Hump Day morning. Y'all, there wasn't a whole lot that caught my eye, but I didn't go to the store last week, so I figured I needed to head on over there and pick up at least a couple of little things. Y'all got me a bag of the roasted salted peanuts to have there at the coal mine. Y'all, they had the good spinach and Bafran bagged solid. And y'all, it is just delicious. Y'all, they had the Atkins meals. The buy one, get one free. So I'm trying the beef Merlot and the Swedish meatballs. Big Betty. Y'all, I've decided I need to make me some more sausage balls to have for my brofkas, so I picked up a pound of hot poke sausage and a pound of the sharp cheddar cheese grated up. The cheese was buy one, get one free, so that was pretty good. And the poke sausage was on sale also. Y'all, I bought a box of the Tennessee Pride poke sausage patties that you actually have to cook them. And y'all, they're real good, and they were on sale again, so I picked up another box of those as well. Big, hey, a lot of sausage this time, and a lot of cheese too, because they had the Kraft chunk cheddar cheese and the jalapeno pepper jack cheese. Y'all, sometimes I'll wake up and in the middle of the night, and I just need a little taste of something. And y'all, I'll cut me a couple little slices of sharp cheddar cheese and put just a little bit of crunchy peanut butter on it. Y'all, it is like those toasted cheese crackers without the cracker. And a lot better cheese and peanut butter. Yes, Big Betty. Y'all, they had the Sara Lee cheesecake. Buy one, get one free. So I bought one just for a little treat. And then, of course, I got my two chicken bazooms, fried chicken bazooms for my lunch. Y'all, I spent $36.63. But I saved $17.92. And Big Betty, you didn't look as ancient as you really are. No, Big Betty. Y'all, today, the 3rd of March, y'all, we have not one, but two, I say, two, wary, extremely wary, special celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, the first one, you hear him on the last show of every month. Y'all, he sings the Vulgarian national anthem, and y'all, he's just as sweet a man as you will ever meet, and he enjoys a good Tanqueray with two limes. Yes, Big Betty, Tanqueray and tonic, and y'all, it is the one and only Stevie B. Big Betty, we love Stevie B. It's true, everybody loves Stevie B. Yes, Big Betty, y'all, he shares a celebration of exiting the birth canal day with someone that she's as big a part of the BFO as I am. Big Betty, it's not my birthday today. No, not you. Oh, well then who? Y'all, it is the one and only Miss Bacon. Big Betty, I knew who it was. I was just kidding. Yes, Big Betty, we're all very excited about Miss Bacon. Big Betty, we couldn't do the little show without her. Well, we could, but it'd be a lot of silence. Big Betty, maybe we should try to... People might enjoy the silence. not having to listen to you. Well, maybe so, but anyway. But y'all, if you see that Stevie B or Miss Bacon on the Twitty or the Face Space or on the Fitbit, Big Fatty, y'all wish them a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And y'all, by the way, this is why you are corners today, because y'all, you know, worst thing you can do for Miss Bacon is to send her a round birthday cake, because y'all, she loves the corners. Big Fatty, she eats two or three of them every year, and I hope that Stevie B and Miss Bacon both get four big old corners of cake.
Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy, happy birthday to you.
Big Fatty, it's been a long time since we've played some of this. It really has. February content contest really took us out of our normal element. Thank hydrogen, Beef.
I agree.
Y'all, my mother sent me something today, and y'all, it is it's just some handy tips. And I just, you know, I started looking at them and I thought this was stupid, and then a couple of them were pretty good. Y'all, they say that the simplest way to slice a bunch of cherry tomatoes, Big Fatty, you can skip that one, you don't like the tomatoes, is to sandwich them between two plastic lids and run a long knife through all of them at once. Big Fatty, thank goodness you don't like them. Y'all, do you have that brown sugar, Big Fatty? Are we talking about Joe in Dallas? Well, Joe in Dallas sure is brown sugar, that's for sure. But y'all, if you have brown sugar in your cabinet, you know, it gets hard. It just gets hard sometimes. They say that the best way to keep brown sugar soft is by storing it with a couple of marshmallows in the bag with it. Big Fatty, who knew? Install a regular coat rack down low on the wall so that you can store shoes safely off the floor. Big Fatty, what a lovely idea. Y'all, if you need to create a thrifty watering can, you can puncture holes in the top of a used milk bottle. Big Fatty, you can't do that up there in the northern Mexico, because their milk comes in a bag. Big Fatty, vulgar. Y'all, have you got pets? They say that you can remove pet hair from furniture and carpets with a squeegee. And y'all, if this is true, this picture, y'all, there's a poor animal. Y'all, it looks like they've scraped up enough hair to be a tribble, a big honey. If you flip a toaster on its side, you can make a grilled cheese sandwich. Big Fatty, that's lovely. Water straight from the tap becomes cloudy when it freezes. Now, if you want to make ice cubes that are crystal clear, allow a kettle of boiled water to cool slightly and use this to fill your ice cube trays. Big Fatty, who the hell uses ice cube trays? No one. Y'all, if you've got a large muffin pan and you're trying to cook some stuffed peppers, you just put the stuffed peppers in that large muffin tin and it'll keep them upright. Big Fatty, lovely. Y'all, do you start getting eyes in your Irish potatoes? Yes, Big Fatty. Well, you can prevent that by adding an apple to the bag of potatoes. Big Fatty, who knew? A half a teaspoon of baking soda added to the water when hard-boiling eggs will make the eggshells incredibly easy to peel off. Big Fatty, Big Ricky might want this next one. You can use WD-40. To remove crayon marks from any surface. Big Fatty, you know he loves those, that coloring, it's true. Y'all, if you want to tell if eggs are fresh, you can immerse them in a bowl of water Fresh eggs will lie on the bottom while stale eggs will float to the surface. Big Fatty, that's why it's kind of like a fart bubble. It floats to the surface. Big Fatty, that's vulgar. If you need to clean your wooden chopping board, just sprinkle on a handful of kosher salt and rub it with half a lemon. Then rinse it clean with water and dry to ensure it's clean and germ-free. Big Fatty. Have you ever moved your furniture on your carpets and it left the indentation where the furniture was? Yes, we get it all the time. Well, you can put ice cubes on that indentation and it will lift the indentations out. Big Fatty, who knew? Who the hell thought of that? I don't know. Y'all, you can prevent soil. Big Fatty, is that like granny soiling? No, I think it's like dirt. Oh, prevent soil from escaping through the holes in the base of flower pots by lining it with large coffee filters. Big Fatty, are your scissors, do they need a good sharpening? Big Fatty, my scissors always need a good sharpening. Well, you can do that by simply cutting through some sandpaper. Big Fatty, who knew? Use rubber bands to help open a jar easily. Place one around the jar lid and another around the middle of the glass. The rubber provides friction to prevent your hands from slipping. Big Fatty, to prevent your eyes from watering while chopping the onions, wipe the chopping board with white vinegar, and it won't even affect the taste of the onions. Big Fatty, you know white vinegar will clean windows too, so I've heard. Store bed sheets inside the pillowcases for easy storage and exit. Y'all, that is a real good idea there. Big Fatty, I wish I'd thought of it. For those of you with dentures, Big Fatty, do we know anyone? We probably know a couple. Drop a couple of denture cleaning tablets into the toilet bowl. Big Fatty, this had nothing to do with dentures. Granny needs to know this one. Drop denture cleaning tablets into the toilet bowl at night to clean off stubborn stains. Big Fatty, we might as well buy it in bulk. Use cupcake, cups to cover drink glasses in the summer to prevent flies from dropping in them. Big Fatty, it's silly. Use egg boxes to store delicate crematory decorations. Big Fatty, you can put eggs in it too, it's true. You can use a can opener to open those endlessly annoying blister packs and avoid cutting yourself. Big Fatty, I didn't know that. That's a real good idea there. Y'all, did you know you could use a potato to remove a broken light bulb? Yes, Big Fatty. And if you freeze grapes, you can use those to chill white wine without watering it down. Big Fatty, we love that. And use a rubber band to rescue a stripped screw. Big Fatty, I don't know what that means. And wrap rubber bands around the ends of coat hangers to prevent dresses from slipping off. Oh, Nick, I see. Y'all, that thing about the stripped screw, you put the rubber band on top of the stripped screw between the screwdriver and the stripped screw, and it evidently helps bring it out. Yes, Big Fatty. I know you've been worried about that Pride 48 clip show. Yes, Big Fatty, it's bitten the dust, hadn't it? You said that. No. No, it has not, y'all. The February clip show is out. It's posted over there at thepride48.com in the iTunes. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids from over there, and it's all about meh. And Mark, what?
Thank you, Big Fatty, for letting us know when people's birthdays.
Oh, you're most welcome. Now, if I could only keep a straight thought in my head.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. 1438 and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.